Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we'll be taking a deep dive into tech capital and the recent announcements of this week. There's been some big moves in their portfolio companies, and we're going to be discussing what's been driving the moves there with Dr. Clifford Gross, who is the CEO of Tech Capital. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we spoke just a few weeks ago, Cliff, and we were looking at the portfolio companies, what was happening, but we felt it was probably warranted to have you back on given some of the developments that we've seen so far this week. And there's two companies that we're going to focus on today. There's Microsalt listed here in London and Innovative Eyewear over on the NASDAQ in the United States. So big moves for both of those companies. Cliff, let's start with Microsalt. Put out an announcement yesterday. There looks like there's significant orders going through. Please, could you give us a rundown of those numbers, please, Cliff, and the significance for Microsalt?
Yeah, the upshot is that Microsalt's recent announcement underscores that the onboarding of Microsalt as a replacement for traditional salt by some of the leading food companies in the world is ongoing. And this, we believe, is likely to continue as individuals in every country need to reduce excess sodium consumption.
Thank you. So we ran through some of the numbers there, and it's huge sizes that we're looking at here. So it's a well past testing. So this looks like there's major producers that ingraining Microsalt into their formulation of products. Of course, Microsalt haven't named the companies yet for obvious reasons. So let's look at the markets and where this could go. Cliff, there has been some research, some third-party research into the area. I think it would be good for listeners and potential investors if you could outline the low-sodium market. What's the market that's Microsalt are operating in, how big this could be, what are the key players at the moment?
Well, according to a fairly recent report from Grandview Research, the global reduced salt food products market is approximately worth $300 billion per year, and it is growing at a CAGR of about 5%, at least until 2030. And the growth of the market is attributed in this study and in other studies, to the rising prevalence of chronic diseases, most notably cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of premature death in the world. According to the World Health Association, 17.9 million people die prematurely each year from cardiovascular disease. And the leading risk factor for cardiovascular disease, as you know, is high blood pressure. And the leading causative agent for high blood pressure is excess sodium consumption. So res ipsa loquitur, the world needs to reduce its excess sodium consumption. And so there are activities going on globally to help reduce the sodium in the food supply. So that's what's driving the $300 billion a year market. Now, in addition to the market size, another aspect, another lens, if you will, is the protection of the proprietary nature of Microsalt. And we believe that's important, certainly in the near term. And fortunately, Microsalt has an expanding patent portfolio with protection granted in the US, China, Australia, and Mexico, and with pending applications in Chile, Brazil, Europe, Canada, Japan, Russia, India, and Hong Kong, to name a few. So we think they're in the pole position not only to supply Microsalt to major companies globally, but to do it in a proprietary manner.
Thank you. So, salt in the diet, high salts in the diet and high sodium has been associated with cardiovascular diseases for some years now. We welcome Judith Batchelor to the podcast, who's the chair of Microsalt earlier on this year, and we explored that. But there seems to be something on the way at the moment, Cliff, where there are food manufacturers that are taking it more seriously. Not all of them, but some are. But so from where you're sitting, what do you see as a major catalyst for low-sodium salt products, low-sodium products to move into the mainstream? Or do you think this move's already underway?
Well, there is a major catalyst, and that is for salt to go mainstream in a low sodium form, it has to have taste parity with traditional sodium chloride. And thankfully, Microsalt tastes exactly the same as sodium chloride because that's the key ingredient in Microsalt, sodium chloride, albeit with much smaller sized crystals. So once that catalyst is present, which it currently is, and companies are realizing this, that it's now available for the first time commercially, there's really nothing to keep Microsalt from being onboarded by companies in every territory and in every product category that utilizes traditional salt.
Thank you. So we're gonna move on now. I said we're gonna discuss two companies. First of all was Microsalt. The second one is Innovative Eyewear. Cliff, we saw a big move in the share price over in the United States earlier on this week, and it looks as though that's on the announcement of the launch of the smart eyewear safety range. There are a lot of features here, and I think it'd be good for listeners to this if you could outline those, because there's the investor's standpoint here, but there's also big implications for industry, because it's a new product coming to the market. It's the first smart eyewear range to have safety features. So it'd be good if you could run through the features there and a little bit more detail about the target market. Who are you targeting that, or who's Innovative Eyewear targeting this product at?
Okay, a couple of questions there. I'll try to get them in an order that's sensible to me, at least. Again, according to Grandview Research, the current market for traditional safety eyewear is roughly $4 billion per year, and it's growing at roughly a compound annual growth rate of 4%, at least until 2030. So it's a big global market. And in most territories, it's a required market. In other words, it's regulated by the safety and health authorities of the specific countries to protect the eyes of the workers. The market for global safety eyewear is driven by a combination of workplace safety regulations, increased awareness of the benefit and importance of eye protection, and the technological advancements that are now possible in eyewear designs. Government and regulatory bodies across the world are enforcing strict safety standards to reduce occupational hazards, particularly in high-risk industries. And compliance with these regulations necessitates the use of safety eyewear, and that's what's propelling the demand of the traditional safety eyewear market. But what Innovative Eyewear has done, which is really groundbreaking in our view, is they have taken the traditional safety eyewear market and made it smart. And so now a person can actually purchase smart safety eyewear. That's eyewear that has all the intelligence of traditional eyewear, plus the intelligence of smart eyewear, plus polycarbonate lenses that are and meet the stringent requirements of the American National Standards Institute for Impact Protection, and a host of other features that Innovative Eyewear has developed and has filed patents on and has received several patents on already, such as the ability to have a walkie-talkie function built into the eyewear. Innovative Eyewear Smart Safety Eyewear is the first eyewear in the world, safety or otherwise, that will allow users to speak with each other throughout the day with a walkie-talkie-like feature right through their glasses. And this could mean, let's say on a construction site, you could have 100 people working on a construction site. All of them could be in constant two-way communication with one another throughout the course of the day, right through the eyewear without the need for a second device. And so it's pretty remarkable. And the device has 12-hour battery life, which is all-day battery life. And it has a number of other very unique features. For example, it has a three-way operating switch that allows you not only to adjust the volume and select the track of what you're listening to, but but also access ChatGPT, Google Voice, Alexa, Bixby, and any other digital assistant you would like, whilst wearing a glove, which most people have on when they're working in construction environments or even hospital environments. So this is the only safety eyewear, smart safety eyewear in the world that can be operated while wearing a glove without having to take the glove off. Also, the smart safety eyewear has photochromic lenses, which automatically self-tint. So if you're out of doors, it'll tint to these to a sunglass format. And if you're internal in an office or in a factory, the lenses will automatically become clear. Again, all of this is done without the user having to fuss with anything, done automatically. So it's quite a remarkable product. The sound quality is amazingly good. It's stereo sound. It has two noise-canceling microphones as well. You can take and make calls, talk to the digital assistants or ChatGPT, or be on a walkie-talkie feature with your colleagues at work. So we think it's really a definitional product for the smart safety eyewear category. We're very excited about it. I know the company is as well. And we think over time, there's no reason why they should not earn a piece of that $4 billion a year market. And we think over time, irrespective of Innovative Eyewear's success, the safety eyewear market will become a smart safety eyewear market, just like the watch market has become a smartwatch market.
So you said that you're excited, the company's excited. It looks as though the market's excited about it as well, Cliff, because there's been a considerable move in Innovative Eyewear shares since the announcement there. One question that I had, and I'm sure other people would have, is the distribution strategy. What does that look like? Because, of course, with, you know, the dare I say it, the fashion ranges for Innovative Eyewear, of course, there's been listings on Target.com. It's in a number of stores, I believe, at the moment. How different is the distribution strategy going to be for the safety range, if at all different?
Yeah, I think it'll be a bit more expansive in some ways. So, for example, the big box hardware stores that everybody knows about, like the Home Depots and the Lowe's and the Ace Hardwares of the world, which have multiple thousands of retail locations, are obvious targets for smart safety eyewear. We're not announcing that they have deals with any of those stores, but they're obvious targets and a wonderful place to have the eyewear displayed, in our view, because when you go to the store to buy a tool, often you want to buy safety equipment that goes along with the tool, and eye protection is probably the most popular safety equipment to purchase. Person would purchase alongside a drill or a saw. So that's a likely strategy for distribution. But also the product is currently available online at lucid.co and over time will be available online at other locations as well. So we think wherever tools are sold, wherever safety equipment is sold, would be a logical place to offer smart safety eyewear.
Thank you. So final point here, it's the Reebok line. One, if anybody takes a look at it, the designs there are very different to anything that Innovative Eyewear has done before. When do they expect to come to the market, Cliff?
The Reebok Smart Eyewear is expected to launch early in 2025. And if you want to take a look, an early look at what it looks like, because it's already been designed, you could take a look at recently Innovative Eyewear had introduced the first generative AI fashion show to show all of its eyewear models. And it's quite a fun thing to watch. And you could see the Reebok styles in the generative AI fashion show. In that fashion show, all the models and all the people alongside the runway watching the models, they're all generative AI produced. Artificially generated by the software, but the glasses that the models are wearing are all real glasses that are currently offered for sale. And the Reebok glasses are the early look at the glasses that will be offered for sale in the beginning of 2025. And so we're very excited for Innovative Eyewear because there's a big demand for the sport wraps. Basically, in the eyewear space, you have optical glasses, you have sunglasses, you have safety glasses, and you have sport wraps. Well, now Innovative Eyewear has a compelling product in each of the four major categories of eyewear. And in most of those categories, Innovative Eyewear was the first to actually introduce a smart product. So we're very proud of what they've been able to achieve, and we're looking forward to their potential significant growth in the future as a result.
Indeed, indeed. I'm sure investors are looking forward to seeing more from the company as well. So Cliff, thank you very much for being with us today.
It's my distinct pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you for taking the time to follow the story.
No problem. And hopefully we have you on again soon with some more developments from the portfolio companies. So Cliff, once more, thank you very much. And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.